He's Australia's most exciting tennis superstar.
Incredible stuff.
Now, Nick Kyrgios joins Minja's killer new team.
Oh, he's an absolute jet. Killing it.
Mount Midoriyama, watch out.
Come on. Is that all you got?
Sure.
This is unbelievable. Beck Madden, who is the original, the OG.
See.
I feel like you've got the wrong guest on. You probably should have Nick
Kyrgios
on, guys. Good
morning.
Come on.
No. We wake up with today on the weekends just to see your. You. I'm often in bed with you on a weekend. My wife was away this weekend, so I just flick
all
the TV on.
My dreams have come true, Hugh.
And there's Beck, and Richie Wilkins is over there in bloody New Zealand with Layla McKinnon, but Beck's back at the home studio, you know. So
yeah, what about that? I couldn't go.
Well, she couldn't go, Erin. And were you, Erin, you had so much fun in New Zealand, didn't you, Erin?
I had a ball in New Zealand, Beck. I'm very disappointed you didn't get to go. Oh, wait, that doesn't help, does it? It was horrific. It was cold. It was boring as bat poop. And
I've missed out on everything in the last 12 months, so it's okay. It's
but you haven't missed out on Ninja Warrior. You haven't missed out on hanging out with Nick Kyrgios. And we need to know what he's like in real life, because that's the question.
Well, because on the tennis court, even at his own family sitting in his player's box, this is what he gives them.
Get your girlfriend out of my box.
Was he yelling at you and Benny up there on your podium or what?
Oh, you've just reminded me of that. That's so funny. Look, I don't want to blow the illusion of Nick Kyrgios, but he's a really nice guy. Great to work with.
No.
And the reason he's on the show is because he legitimately loves Australian Ninja Warrior. Like, he rocked up and saw all the set, and he knew probably more about it than Ben and I. So that was interesting, but he absolutely loves it, and he was floored by it, and he's terrific.
No, it's hard to believe that Nick, who spends so much time training, would have any time to watch Ninja Warrior.
Between that and Xbox, Ninja Warrior and Xbox.
Call of Duty. Does he have a friend that was a competitor? Did he have someone having a go?
No.
Oh. I heard that as well. I heard someone say that one of his friends was entering, and that's why he...
Well, no, he called us and he said, I really want to be on the show.
Called you?
He's not on every episode, is that fair to say?
No, he's not on every episode. No, he's only on a couple. Because we could only talk. Well, we had him for the whole thing. He only turned up for two.
He's smart.
No, well, just quickly, though, we hear that you, in your spare time, are hanging out with Erin occasionally and making her feel bad about her mothering. Beck, is that right? Are you worried about Erin's...
Our little girls are the same age. And so we compare notes sometimes, you see. But Eliza's perfect and Ruby is not. But sometimes I get stuck into Erin about the hairdos that she puts on poor Eliza. And that's coming from my own childhood, because I went to kindergarten and preschool for my entire preschool life, which I had uneven pigtails. Every single photo. And I'm traumatized by it. And Eliza, every morning... It's got uneven pigtails.
But Beck, look at you now, girlfriend. You're a star. It builds the resilience that you now need in a high-profile job.
On this very topic, I read an article last night that's saying that people who've had traumatic childhoods end up being high achievers.
Yes.
So,
do they? I'll keep doing what you're doing then, Erin.
But Beck, honestly, tell me, how the hell... do you do a centre part? I just don't get it. How do you do it? She doesn't sit still.
Tie
she moves
her down.
Around.
Tie her down.
That's not traumatic.
Tie her and do the centre part.
Thanks, Ben. Check out Ninja Warrior. Continues tonight, 7:30 on 9.
Like
it.
See you, lovely.